Opinion polls have shown that President Obama's widely publicized speech in Cairo last June, calling for improved U.S. relations with the Muslim world, greatly raised public expectations for such an outcome. But nearly 1 year after the speech, those public hopes could turn into disappointment, especially with regard to Middle East peace, unless the Obama administration begins delivering on some of its Cairo promises. That's the view of scholars at a recent symposium at the Center for the Study of Islam and Democracy here in Washington. The center's symposium was called U.S. Relations with the Muslim World, 1 year after Cairo. Its goal was to evaluate the current state of that relationship and discuss the most effective ways President Obama can fulfill his Cairo promises. Stephen Cull, director of the center's program on international policy attitudes, noted there has been some improvement in how Muslims view the U.S. since President Obama took office. But he said there is still a lot of anger towards America, especially regarding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
There's always interest in the U.S. changing its policies in relative to Israel, to put more pressure on Israel and so on. But in a broader sense, they're looking for the U.S. to play a less domineering role.
Even in a country as far from the Middle East as Nigeria, solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict seems to be the number one promise Muslims in the West African state think President Obama should fulfill. Chloe Berwin-Dart is Director General of the Nigerian Development Group Cherish Foundation.
So long as that crisis continues to burn, and we haven't yet reached a two-state solution with self-determination for everyone involved, that will continue to be a huge point of tension.
Berwin-Dart said this conflict represents an open wound for the Muslim majority in Nigeria, where there's a realization that Obama's good intentions alone are not enough to deliver a two-state solution. As the U.S. State Department's special representative to Muslim communities, Farah Pandit has spoken with Muslims around the world. In virtually all those conversations, she told the conference, people identified the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as their primary concern. While she acknowledged the difficulty of reaching a two-state solution to that long-running divide, Pandit said that has been a priority for the Obama administration from the very beginning.
The dedication of the President and the Secretary of State on the Israel-Palestinian issue is very important. We have an envoy to the Middle East who is dedicated to this issue 24/7, and certainly we've all heard the commitment from the President from day one on that issue.
The knowledge that President Obama is personally backing efforts to settle the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is resonating with young people in the Arab world. Mu'taz Fatah, a political science professor at Cairo University, said his survey of America's image among Arab youth shows that the younger generation sees good prospects for improving U.S. relations with the Muslim world.
For sure his effort is applauded, but it's expected from him to work harder in this regard. Even we know that the odds are against his efforts, especially with Netanyahu's emphasis on continuing building the settlements.
Other scholars at the conference said 1 year is too soon to expect results, but they suggested that real changes in U.S. policy in the Middle East could take place toward the end of Obama's first term or during his second term, if he's reelected president. For Mohammed El-Shanawi, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.